This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It used to be that Wall Street got more than its fair share of the top-tier students from the top-tier schools. Banking in all its forms was quite a draw. Not so anymore, though. More and more of this country's best students are joining tech companies to seek their fortunes or choosing nonprofits as a way to improve others' fortunes in this world. Marketplace's Mark Garrison went to one of Wall Street's most storied hunting grounds, Princeton University, to find out what's going on.
So this is a place where I spend a good amount of my time studying and just hanging out with my friends. It's composed of...
Senior Malik Jackson's giving me a tour of his eating club, that so very Princeton thing, that's something of a combination frat house, dining hall, and pre-internet social network.
This is the dining hall.
Eating clubs are a key spot for bank recruiting. Wall Street loves hiring Ivy League athletes, and Jackson plays quarterback. That means there's a front row seat reserved for him on the train that has long carried Princeton grads to banking.
A lot of my friends are doing that. A lot of my teammates, a lot of my eating club members, a lot of my other classmates are going finance route.
But not him.
So in Jacksonville, I'm teaching middle school social studies.
Sorry, Wall Street. He's going back to his hometown via Teach for America. The growth in students going to nonprofits is a big change from years past.
I saw just about everyone headed to banks and consulting firms.
Wendy Kopp was at Princeton in the 80s. Seeing all the top students sucked into finance frustrated her. That inspired her to start Teach for America, the nonprofit which steers those undergrads to needy classrooms.
This is exactly what led me to think, like, we got to change this and figure out how do we get folks to channel their energy into education and social change.
Nonprofits got a big assist from Wall Street as banks blew up, cut jobs, and students questioned working for firms that wrecked the world's economy. Occupy Wall Street grew popular on campuses. When J.P. Morgan's recruiters came to Princeton in 2011, they got a bigger crowd than expected. Junior Damaris Miller was one of the Occupy protesters disrupting that recruiting session. We spoke outside the building where it happened.
When I was a freshman, a lot of my upperclassmen friends would tell me about how their friends were going into finance and consulting. And as I'm reaching those stages, I find that a lot of my friends are not.
45% of 2006 Princeton grads with full-time jobs worked in finance. But that number nosedived after the financial crisis. It hit just under a quarter last year.
I want to talk a little bit more about what I mean by control.
Figuring out what students want and how to get them there is the challenge for Poulin Sanghvi, who runs Princeton's Career Services Office.
They have a very, very strong instinct, as they should, to want to find work that has meaning as they personally define it.
Meaning can mean nonprofit, but not exclusively.
Upstairs is where our on-campus recruiting...
The day Sanghvi showed me around, Kayak was in town interviewing students. Tech companies and startups are scooping up many who might have gone to Wall Street.
Many of them are getting excited by the opportunity to disrupt industries and create new enterprises and build organizations that may create thousands of jobs.
Part of the reason banks had such a tight grip on elite schools for so long was their hefty recruiting budgets. Many students who weren't sure what to do just defaulted into finance.
Because their recruiting season is very early on, it's the first thing that people are exposed to. Everyone's just like, oh, maybe I should just apply.
Senior Eileen Lee comes from a banking family and is majoring in operations research and financial engineering. But the bank's pitch didn't sell her. And she says classmates are also looking beyond Wall Street.
Oh, so we're on the official calendar?
It should be on the official calendar.
Awesome.
Plenty still go there, of course. The ones who are most certain about it are here, an evening meeting of the Princeton Corporate Finance Club.
The website and industry insight, everything's good for that. We just need to get a list of advertisers.
Sophomore econ major Darwin Lee is president. Most undergrads do one finance internship after junior year. He did one straight out of high school. He's now deciding on his third.
This summer, I'm looking at, you know, other places as well. I currently have an offer from a hedge fund that's going to be revolved around equity analysis.
Lee comes across as genuinely passionate about finance, someone going to Wall Street for the right reasons.
Growing up, I've been very numbers-oriented, competing in math competitions. I played chess, so every time, a piece is taken or you're calculating, the numbers, how many points am I losing through this exchange? The thought process to accomplish those things is pretty much the same thought process used in a lot of financial fields.
Soon-to-be teacher Malik Jackson has no problem with friends going into finance, tech, or whatever, as long as they're following a passion, not just a routine.
You could be a company man. And that is totally cool. Or you could maybe start your own company. or you could maybe just try to make the world better. Like, there's so many ways to do it.
Wall Street is freaked out about elite students passing it by. Banks are changing their recruiting pitch and work environments to compete. But it may be the students they can easily get are the ones who really want to do banking. That could be good for the banks. And it certainly seems good for the students. In Princeton, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.